You're human, so I'm going to assume that at some point in your life, like me, you've questioned God. You've wondered, why me? Why is this happening to me? Maybe you've even been angry with God. So today, on She Read It Herself, we're going to find out, what do when you just need to know why? Hi. Hi. How are you, my friend? If you're new here, my name's Natasha. She Read It Herself is a bi-weekly podcast for women to just read the scripture for themselves, to decide for themselves. It's about our own journey, growing our own foundation with God. And we've got a tough one today, a tough question, something that is very pertinent to my week right now. My youngest daughter asked me this question, why, Mom? Why did God let this happen to me? So before we get started, I want you to take a deep breath and let it out. Let your shoulders drop. Feel your jaw loosen. Let go of that clench. Relax that little muscle in between your eyebrows. And for the next 15, 20 minutes, we're going to try to push away all those busy thoughts in our heads and just focus on learning more about what God has to tell us. So today, we're going to keep going with where we left off. We're just getting to meet John the Baptist, getting to hear what he has to say, and I'm hoping that by the end of this episode, we can tie together our question of why and what do we do next when we don't understand our situations in with what John is going to teach us through Scripture today. John 1, 32 through 34. Then John gave this testimony, I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him, and I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, this man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. I have seen and I testify that this is God's chosen one. Pretty powerful stuff, right? But today, let's zero in on verse 33. Verse 33 is where John, and if you remember where we left off, John has just been approached by the high priest, by the Pharisees who have wondered, what is this guy up to? He's got this big following of people. Are you the Messiah? And of course, he explains to them, no, and he predicts the one who comes after him. But let's think about when John says, I myself did not know him, but there was no way he could see where this leap of faith that he took in our last episode of putting himself out there and testifying about Jesus to the high priest who told him flat out, we're going to take your answer and take it back to our big guys. He took a leap of faith and spoke his truth. But he didn't know at that time just how his role was going to fit in the bigger message, how he was a puzzle piece in this beautiful big picture. Like John, sometimes we don't know how we're going to fit in with God's bigger message. We take a leap of faith, not knowing how it will turn out. I mean, that's the epitome of faith, right? But God didn't just leave John hanging. He gave him just enough insight to make the next right decision. Now, if only we could get our messages from God like John did, where God told him, the man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain on, like pointing a big flashing arrow, that's the one. I'm not sure about your relationship with God, but I don't get a lot of doves flying down in your face messages. But that doesn't mean that he's not speaking to us just because we don't get it that clearly. Sometimes when we're in the midst of a terrible situation, it could feel like we're walking blind. We have no idea why God would let this happen, but maybe, like John, we can get enough insight to make the next right step. Let me see if I can explain a little what I mean by personal example of one of the times I found myself in this situation. When my second husband, the stepfather to my girls and father to my little boy, told me that he was leaving us, I found myself questioning God an awful lot. During that separation period, I just felt so strongly like God was telling me he was going to keep my family together. It's what I sat down and prayed over and over and over again. God, please keep my family together. But then that didn't happen. He left. We got divorced, whether I liked it or not. And after he was gone and I found myself as a single mother to three, two of whom were young teenagers who had just lost their own father, how was I possibly going to do this? And why did God make me feel like he was going to keep my family together, only to have us break apart? I didn't understand. I asked why, and I asked how. Another thing that was happening while I was going through this period of praying and wondering why and starting to read my Bible again, I was trying to seek out an answer because I wasn't getting one just sitting in prayer. So I started reading my Bible again. And another thing that I was doing at the same time, I was desperate. I was willing to try anything, y'all, was I learned how to meditate. I have never been good at meditating before. I'm one of those people that when I sit down and I listen to the little app that's telling me to clear my brain, it just makes all the little circuits in my brain fire more. All the little thoughts, just intrusive thoughts, left, right, here, there. I couldn't quite find peace. So this is how desperate I was. I kept seeing this ad in my Instagram for a meditation course, and I signed up for it. I signed up for it and I went through, I think it was an 8-week period of daily meditations. It wasn't a Christian one, but that's okay because it still taught me the same foundation that I'm using now. But it was daily meditations that taught you physically how to relax yourself, to be able to sit in a period of quiet and still. I actually found the answer that I needed. I was given the comfort so I could make the next right decision in front of me. I read my scripture and I sat in quiet. With this app, I was able to get up to 30 minutes of quiet meditation. Not saying it's going to take you that long, but I was sitting in this quiet, peaceful mindset, hoping to hear from God. I used what I learned in the meditation to be able to teach me to sit still and listen for God. And this was one of those times where I hope you've experienced so you know what I'm talking about, but where you actually hear God. Not in an audible, "Hello, Natasha," voice, but I was sitting still and I heard the Holy Spirit speak to me. And I wrote down in my journal exactly what he said. "Rest in me, child. There is a path I have for you, even though you can't see it just yet." It's hard to put into words the comfort and the peace that I finally found in that moment. God blessed me with just enough to be able to move one step forward, even though I felt blind. He gave me his comfort. As I look in hindsight, to how I prayed, "Please, God, keep my family together." At that time, I thought it meant keeping a man in our lives. But fast forward years, and I can see that God actually did answer that prayer for me. My family is together, and we are stronger than ever. We are in such a better place than we were before, when the house was filled with chaos and anger and emotional tension. Now we sit in peace and love. Listen, I have two teenagers and a 6-year-old. It's not always peace. But deep down, we have the closest bond that I never could have imagined. Just the four of us. God did keep my family together, just not in the way that I expected. And that's okay, because the way it turned out was exactly how it should be and better than I expected. The lesson I learned was not to have tunnel vision in my prayer request. I was limiting myself in my prayers. When you limit yourself, you might just miss out on a greater blessing. I learned to still ask, to still pray, but to pray in a way that intentionally did not include my plan, my ask being answered in the way I saw fit, but instead to trust that God's plan is actually the best way and to have faith that He's going to answer in a way that will bless me beyond my wildest expectations. I didn't necessarily get the answer to my question of why, God, why is this happening to me again, until many years later. But what God did give me in place of telling me the why was He gave me the how. He gave me the comfort I needed and the strength to make the next right decision. Those decisions turned into seeking Him. If we would have just stayed the family unit we were, I don't think I would have changed my life in a way that now I sit down and I read my scripture. I'm seeking God. I sought Him through desperation before, but in doing so, I learned that, wow, there is so much I need to learn. There are so many ways that I can grow. Reading my Bible again really was this new communication line I was getting with God. I don't know if that's the why our family had to split up, but I can certainly see it as a blessing now. The strength that came from getting through that circumstance. John knew which direction to go, even though he couldn't see quite how the puzzle pieces fit together yet. And listen, I don't want to make it sound easy. It is hard having faith when we can't see the end of the story. When we're in the midst of not understanding why things are happening, it is definitely not easy. I told you last episode that this past week has been a hard one for our family. It's the 3-year anniversary of the girl's father passing, and I'm not sure why, but the 3-year mark hit a lot harder than 1 or 2. A lot of grief just came back up to the surface for them. And the other night, my daughter was crying to me. She was sobbing, saying, "Mommy, why me? Why did this have to happen to me?" And to be honest, in that moment, as much as I preach here, I didn't know how to answer her question. I feel okay telling myself to just have faith, but it's so much harder to tell a child who doesn't understand to just have faith and you'll be okay. Sometimes we need a little more than that. So here's what I did tell her, and what I'll say to you. I don't know why, my sweet girl, and I'm so sorry that it hurts, but I have faith that God's plans aren't to harm you, but to give you hope and a future. And in the meantime, while we're waiting to see how life can turn out, while we're waiting to get the answer to the why, I know that there is comfort. And not just for me, but I know, baby girl, that God will send you comfort too. Matthew 5:4, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." It's a promise. It's not just a nice thing to say. That right there is a promise. They shall be comforted. John 14:27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." Sometimes pain is an invitation for us to turn to God. He promises to comfort us. Matthew 11:28, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Today we've learned that our God does not leave us completely blind. He does not leave us alone or incapable of handling our worst experiences. I don't know how many times when I was at the bottom that I just told myself over and over, he will not give me more than I can bear. He will not give me more than I can bear. He will not give me more than I can bear. I told myself that so I could know that I can survive this. I may hate that God has put this on my plate, that this is a part of the story of my life, but I know that I can survive it, that He promises that I already have all that I need to get to the next right step. He doesn't leave you blind, just like He didn't leave John blind. And we've also learned that He gives us enough clarity to, at the very least, see what the next step is in front of us. And He also promises to comfort us, to somehow turn our sorrow into joy. How about this? How about we pray for just a minute that you get exactly what you need today to make the next right step? Would that be okay with you? Repeat this if you can. God, please give my mind rest. Please, Holy Spirit, let me feel comfort from you today. I know you promise you're always there, but I need a little extra today. I have faith and I believe that you hear me. I know you promise to comfort me, and I know deep down that I'll be okay. Because I'm yours. Thank you for that. Thank you for your protection and your love and your comfort. If you don't mind, I'm going to wrap this up by sharing really quickly what I wrote in my journal when I was asking, "Why me, God?" I wrote, "God, I don't need to see how everything is going to work out with my custody case and my separation, or how I'm going to make money. And I know that you have a calling for me and for my future, but I'm just not sure what that is yet. And that's okay. I know that you've given me more than enough direction for today. In the past, when decisions needed to be made, like court hearings or getting our new house, you always showed me clearly what to do when the time came. I worried so much before, but when it was time, you were always there. You showed me what to do, and every time I listened to you, you blessed me. And it always didn't just turn out okay. It turned out incredible. I know that when I invest the time and I seek your answers through scripture and prayer, and then trust your will, it always works out in a way that's amazing. Just like John." I hope that gave you a little comfort today. I'll be praying for you, because chances are if you clicked on an episode that says, "Why me, God?" you're struggling and going through it. Have faith that the comfort is there. Have faith that you are strong enough and have everything you need to get through this. It's not more than you can bear, even though I know it feels like it right now. I hope you have a wonderful day, my friend, as you leave this quiet space and go back into your chaotic life. I hope you're able to take some of this peace with you. If you liked what you heard and you wouldn't mind doing me a favor, please share this with a friend. Please share this with a friend. Please click to follow so you get every episode as soon as they come out. And if you wouldn't mind taking 2 seconds to leave a positive review, I would so appreciate it, because that is the way Apple will boost me so this message gets to other women and we can grow our little community on here of strong and fierce Christian women. I love you guys so much. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Till next time. Bye.